Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. So we're getting into holiday season and, well, I'll call myself out in my own blind spot, being on calls with beautiful US-based brothers. I might be a little bit late with the announcement of holiday season, because I know you powerful, amazing men, you've got Thanksgiving, so probably I'm a little bit late. So I really hope at this point that you've had a beautiful Thanksgiving. I know my nervous system, being in Ireland, and sort of holiday season starts coming now. So anyway, it's to look at the holiday season, clearly Western society, you know, the vast majority of people listening in will have in some way, shape or form have a celebration around Christmas, New Year's, etc, etc. So pointing at that, you know, it can be such a point of tension in modern life. I speak very often about the profoundly sick society that we're in, and oh man, to say that the prioritization is put on things that form disconnection, stress, overwhelm, time consuming, like that there's like 10 million different boxes to tick to feel that you're being a good husband, you know, good wife, doing the right thing by yourself, the kids, the in-laws, the outlaws, the whole lot. It's like there's a lot of pressure. I think anybody that is living in modern society will state that holiday season. Yet the challenge I want to set to you guys is with conscious practice, you can navigate any storm. You know, like a great surfer, the bigger and the more testing the wave, the more exhilarating it is. Yet this takes skill. If your experience has been in times gone by that there's a ton of stress, it ends up there's overwhelm, tensions come, you know, with the amount of stretch on your resources, time, attention, energy, your queens, preparing for people, etc., etc. Well, number one, you can feel perfectly normal. That's A-okay. You know, we get to see the public face versions of other people when, you know, at the party, at the get-together. Funnily enough, you know, the most of the time you'll get the hey, happy Christmas. You get the happy version of people most of the time. That doesn't belie the fact that behind the scenes, a lot of people experience way too much stress. It's unnecessary. So in this episode, we're going to go into a deep dive as to how you can go at this skillfully. When you navigate like the surfer on the wave, when you navigate it with skill, it can be an exhilarating ride, a liberating ride, where you can feel an exceptional sense of accomplishment as a man. That when you lead this in a way, you know, you can feel really, really solid, grounded and good in yourself, that you're in your full power. I want that for you guys. And definitely your queen wants to see this and feel this in you, that you are the mountain in the storm this holiday season. I go through 8 different points. I brought the episode last year. I'm deepening into practice and into teachings of it, so epic new stuff is going to come in. It's not a repeat of what I spoke to last year. Some similarities, because there's core key points that are just essential. Let's kick off with number one. I brought this to number one this year. I had it at the last point last year, setting up for the holiday season. Number one is gift yourself nourishment of your nervous system. I'm starting this at number one. There's an idea that I use as masculine mantra. It's like baseline battle ready. You got to get ready for the battlefield. You know, when you come upon a time of year where you know that above and beyond the standard normal boxes that you need to tick, and you still need to tick predominantly all the boxes, on top of that you have preparations for family coming over, preparations for that trip, preparations for the big day, Santa Claus, the presents, the whole kit. When you know that there's a wave of new demands on your time and pressure, you've got to consciously prepare your nervous system that you're ready for it. Going with I'll just do the same standard normal way of preparing myself and then complaining that you're overwhelmed, and then, like, in a deep part of this, you end up projecting criticism and blame and judgment, and there's disconnection, there's arguments, and there's tension, and there's all of this, and then, you know, like, blame your wife, oh, she hasn't had time for me, blah blah blah, she puts all of these priorities, etc., etc., but you have not taken time to prepare your nervous system, your body, neurophysiology, physiology, biology, the whole kit and caboodle, so that you are ready and resourced for it. That's 100% on you, my friend. 100%. In this culture, it's extreme ownership, it's kingship, it's heroic husbands. The hero pays the price for two or more people. That's what a hero does. They're paying the price to liberate themselves and other beings. So in the paying the price, you know, you commit to practice self-leadership where you refuel periodically. That will resource you to get back to your job as sacred king in your fortress. Certain key needs that we have as men that are most nourishing is time in nature. Get some time, get the dog, with the dog, without the dog, you know, like, time in nature, and preferably by yourself. You know, I'm talking about solitude time where your nervous system gets time to slow down. I'm not talking time in nature, sort of like, oh, hey, Connie, I'll bring the dog, I'll bring the kids, I'll bring the cousins, I'll bring them all, I'm out in forest, so, oh, I got my time in nature. I'm talking about time that is nourishing for you to slow down so you can arrive back home to that still point inside of yourself where, hey, tons of people coming and going, lots of stuff to do, you're coming back home, and from that slow point of reconnecting with your inner stillness, when you step back in, that stillness pervades everywhere. That's masculine practice. Masculine practice brings stillness and calm and groundedness. It's the mountain in the storm. Think about meeting your need of a time block with no tasks or responsibilities. It's a really key one. And like, some part of you might be like, oh, what? No tasks, no responsibility. What the hell? Very often we feel guilty as men, and women have their version of this, we have to be like running, doing. And if not, we have no worth. So the idea of having a time block where you don't have tasks, you don't have responsibilities, it's downtime, it's chill time, where you do whatever the fuck you want, you need, like, you read a book, meditate, sit, scratch your ass, lie in a bed, and don't pick up your guitar and just strum a couple of tunes, and time again, and you'll find the essence of this, it's to allow your nervous system come back home. Absolutely essential. Some time with heartfelt brothers. You know, you can go off and have time with guys, but, you know, if you go on the piss, as we call it in Ireland, you go drinking alcohol, smoking drugs, whatever, or you just go and you stay out late, or You go with a bunch of guys and all you do is fucking bitch about your queens and that. Like, that's not time, quality time with heartfelt brothers. I'm talking with heartfelt brothers where you can be the mountain in the storm. You can talk consciously about, you know, what's live for you. You get to re-energize yourself and come back home again, that reconnect with yourself. Gift yourself nourishment of your nervous system. There's a couple of ideas. Whatever it does for you, make sure that you keep doing the things that work for you. You know, if the run is the thing that, you know, you jog a couple of times per week, make sure you get out for that jog. You know, it mightn't be, oh God, with visitors over, I don't have time for the full 10K, so I'm not going to bother. Get the running shoes on and bang out 3 kilometers. You know, you will feel better. Don't be, you know, if there is some negotiating needed, get the need met anyway. So gift yourself nourishment of your nervous system. Otherwise, if you don't do that, you're going to be bringing your own angst, your own tension, your own irritability, because when our needs aren't met, we get irritable and frustrated, and our family and friends and kids suffer as a result. Don't inflict that on your loved ones. Fill up your tank. Number two, gift your queen nourishment, a nourishment time block for her nervous system. It's the exact same point as number one. But from a self-leadership perspective, you know, you're the king in your castle. Clearly, this is a time of year that nature, nurture, conditioning, there's definitely this part of the modern woman. There's this role, the ideal homemaker, the ideal perfect welcome, decorations up, perfect food. There's this perfect woman role that is so fucking suffocating and intense for modern women, that be there for your queen and consciously in agreement with her, you know, with time coming up. It's like literally lead the conversation. Hey, baby, this year, you know, I want to make sure, first of all, I have my needs met. And I, like, what would your needs being met look like? And like, you know, sometimes she'll, like my queen, come back with, oh, just to help me and support me and like in the do-do-do. And you're like, yeah, honey, that's a part of the conversation. But what I'm really curious about here is, you know, for you, a time block for you where you're not doing all the amazing, brilliant things that you always do. You know, all of the prep, all the stuff around kids and family. That, like, baby, that's some of the most beautiful stuff you bring. I'm actually intentionally bringing in gift her appreciation for everything. So no criticism, no like, oh, you never make time for yourself and then you're irritable. You know, that's not gifting her a nourishment time block for her nervous system. That's dumping your judgment, and your judgment coming from, oh, you're fucking inconvenient when you get like that. Just get some time for yourself. No, from full appreciation, baby, you put yourself like really so much out in service for us in this time of year for people that are coming. It's like, oh, it's amazing what you pull off. However, you know what? If we can create, and it's like, I want to create time blocks for you where you get time for you. You know, I know with Matilda, times like this, she has a weekly bath evening where she soaks in a bath. She does all her sort of, I don't know, she does all, puts all these, what the fuck do you call them, bath salts, and she has this super spa stuff, and she just fully lavishes herself. She needs that. And if we get busy and people come over, or the schedule is just thrown asunder for whatever reason, holiday season or visitors coming over, and she doesn't get that time, she's going to be hard. There's going to be an irritability. So I'm talking about the likes of that. Needs that your queen normally has met, like going to the gym or whatever it is that she does, to make sure that those are protected as much as possible for your queen. And if there's additional needs and additional time because, hey, your visitor's over for 3 days, whatever, that is inherently stressful, that to make sure she gets her time to herself to do things that nourish and recharge. Touch base with her, lead the conversation. Number three, create a safe space. I recently have coined this definition of SAFE. It's the acronym, secure, authentic, full expression, space. The masculine pole, we create safe containers. That's at our best, at our fullest conscious practice. People in our space, like especially our queen, our kids, and by extension ourselves, we create a space where secure, authentic, full expression is welcomed, is honored. You'll be there for it. And authentic, full expression being secure is, it's allowing her to have her experience non-judgmentally. If she's stressed, allow her be stressed. If she's feeling overwhelmed, allow her feel overwhelmed. If she's feeling fucking judgmental and critical of you, allow her the freedom to express what she's needing to express. It's the feminine wave. It's like they're emotional at their center. We are deeply emotional, but the feminine core is like, it's a tsunami. It's a full-on storm. So fighting with it, you know, getting upset, like she's upset and it's like, oh, you know, and then you get, as men, we can tend to get judgmental when our queens get deeply emotional because we find it triggering. Because why? We're this masculine core being that loves the sublime bliss of nothingness, you know, sitting in front of the match, nothingness, just the match, me, I'm at one, no distractions, you know, it's bliss or meditation, just sitting in absolute nothingness, shamatha, prajna, paramitra, embodied, am I fucking levitating, I sure as hell feel like I am because I am enlightened. We have this thing in us as men that in that masculine core there's a deep love for this stillness and just and anything outside of that feminine, unpredictable, untamable, unboxable, it like it jars us. It's like when we are unconscious, full feminine will feel jarring because it's like we just want the nothingness. Like, why are you giving me all this shit? Like, why can you not be happy? We're unconsciously always wanting to come back to the masculine core where things are just fine. You know, why are you getting so upset, baby? What the overwhelm? Sure, I just told you. I've already told you. I've been helping out the last 2 hours and you're still overwhelmed. Like, can I not do enough? Because why? You subconsciously want to bring it back to the point of absolute harmony where you can be in back in full masculine bliss. The point here of the secure, authentic, full expression, that safe space, is honoring your queen is feminine. Allow her get intense. Don't take it personally. If there's feedback in the middle of it, hey, get the diamond in the rough and take it on the chin and take it as feedback and appreciate her. Mirror and label. Allow her have her human experience. And if she is upset, she's overwhelmed, she has worries, concerns, anxieties, God, what? How will the house look? And the people coming, they're just coming tomorrow and you're there going, things will be fine. Don't bombard her with things will be fine. Allow her have her experience. Get up on the surfboard. You know, surf the tsunami till you get to the beach and then have a rational conversation with her. But if she's in tsunami mode, rationalizing with her is going to drive conflict. Get your surfboard, jump up on the tsunami and ride it. Mirror back what she's saying. You know, 3 or 4 words of key sentence. It's like, oh, I'm so worried about, you know, like mom coming over. She's going to be so critical of the kitchen. Critical of the kitchen? Yeah, critical of the kitchen. She's always critical of the kitchen. Blah, 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 blah. And then, like, you can label. It seems like you're feeling overwhelmed. I am feeling overwhelmed. You get to reflect back to her. Mirroring and labeling are incredibly simple tools. Where mirroring is reflecting back, just repeating back 3 or 4 key words of the sentence beforehand with a sort of inflection that is a question. You know, like, whatever those words are, land them, I don't know, like, she always criticizes me. She always criticizes you? So you reflect it back with a question. And the labeling is, it seems like you're feeling, and put in whatever emotion. It seems like, be technically accurate here, don't say, hey, it seems to me that you're feeling. Don't make it about you, she'll be defensive. It seems like you're feeling anger. It seems like you're feeling disappointment. It seems like you're feeling overwhelmed. It allows her to label her own emotion. She'll feel seen, heard, and safe with you, and you'll find that she's a powerful, badass queen. And if you allow her to have her full, authentic expression and to ride out the emotions, she'll come back to rationality. You just got to get out of the way of like trying to stop or divert her tsunami to a calm place before she wants to get there. She needs to process those emotions by herself. So create that safe space, non-judgmentally. Just go with whatever's coming through and allow her ride out the wave to the end. And time and time again, she'll tear up. She'll reflect back. Like, this is where when one-on-one clients and guys in Heroic Husbands men's circles, like the amount of times I hear, it's like, I just did that one thing. I didn't argue at all. I did a mirroring and labeling mark. It's like she fucking teared up, man. It's like after 10 minutes, I just shut the fuck up. I was listening. She like sent me a message, you know, like an hour later, like that she was crying, that she felt so heard and she loved it. Like, it's like, yeah, it's that simple. Safe space created for her. Number 4. I like this one. I got humor bringing it last year, but it's it's so true. It's like, if you're going to base the turkey, base the fucking turkey. David Goggins, ex-Navy SEAL, I don't know if you've listened to him, his book, Can't Hurt Me. I like Goggins. He's real raw warrior archetype energy. That's what I tap in when I listen to him. I'm needing that sort of super no bullshit warrior energy. You know, you can't hurt me. I'll never die. I'll never stop coming back. And like, if, you know, if you kill me, I'll come back to fucking haunt you. I'm not going to stop. It's a really great part of my being, and every man has that. But it's really to bring that warrior energy. You know, David Goggins, part of his teachings, like in Navy SEALs, in the work that they were doing, is like, sometimes you had to be the lead guy and you had to kick a door in, and you don't know what's the far side of that. Is there a bomb, or are there guys with guns? And his thing is, like, if you're going to kick the door down, kick the fucking door down. It's like, you'll be remembered. If it's the last door you kick down, you'll be remembered for how you kicked the door down. So it's like, if you're going to do it, fucking do it. And that's where I'm saying, if you're going to base the turkey, base the fucking turkey. And in all of this, you know, it's presence as defined in this movement, I define it as being practicing unwavering focus with the person you're with and the task you're performing till full completion. Now, there's an essence in this. From a boy, bitch, nice guy persona, I imagine that there's a part of you goes, well, every Christmas, every holidays, you know, I do a lot of stuff for her, you know, so I do the full completion, so that means I'm present. I'm here to sort of say, yeah. Now, how does your queen feel about that? Because the vast majority of the time, and like, I know myself, going back how I was ticking a lot of boxes, but it was the nice guy persona ticks boxes, but he feels entitled to praise. He feels entitled to, you know, like the mommy, like, oh, good boy, Tommy, you know, like, well done for cleaning your bedroom. You know, it's like, We go around with fucking unexpressed, unowned 5-year-old shit where I've been a good boy. And we, as a result of that, you know, queens are doing tons of stuff. And if they don't fully acknowledge us and go, hey, you know, I really appreciate that you've done that. You've done such a good job, you know, what I asked you to do. Like, that's amazing. Thank you. We get disgruntled. There's a part of us like is resentful. And then, you know, the holiday season becomes just this fucking like battery draining list of chores, and there's no appreciation, and that's where it gets dangerous for our queens, because in the midst of ticking the boxes like that, where we're just doing it to be a good boy and we don't get the full appreciation, and we sort of feel like, oh god, is more and more, there's nothing but a long list of things to do, we're relating with what we need to do as chores. Like the 5-year-old, oh god, do I really have to clean out my bedroom? I've cleaned out my bed. Do I really have to do more stuff on top of that? And we do it anyway, but it's with that background unexpressed essence of resentment or unmet needs. Or I'd encourage you to look at what's been asked of you, whether it's asked or you're taking it upon yourself to go, hey, I'm going to, whatever the fuck that you're doing, the preparations that's specific to the time of year. See it as an honor to do, not as a chore to do. It changes everything. You know, it's quite a quoted thing that's commonly spoken to. It's like, I get to do it, or I've got to do it. You know, I've got to do it. Oh, I've no choice. It's like, this is put upon me. I just want to be playing the PlayStation now. It's like, again, it's like teenage, immature boy energy. I get to do this. You know, if you're going to baste a turkey, baste a fucking turkey. It's an honor. Every single thing. And this is not just for holiday season. I was like the quintessential fucking poster boy in the most disgracefully apt way of the Mr. Nice Guy persona. Fucking box ticking hero that felt, you know, I'm not appreciated, but I do it anyway. It's like, and I used to argue with my queen. It's like in our worst arguments, it was, you know, you never appreciate me. I do all of this stuff. And it's like, you know, just wow, you know, when I look back, I've had to reorient myself, not just for holiday season, but in all times of years. Like, if I'm doing something, this is a profound honor that I get to tidy out the girl's room. I get to clean the fucking the cat shits out of the cat litter trays. It's an honor that I get to clean up the kitchen table after my healthy, fucking happy family have eaten at that table. Yes, can there be some parts where you ask the kids to, yes, can, is cooperation a beautiful thing? Yes. But if you're doing it, see it as the fucking honor that it is. And again, masculine hard worship, just context. You know, we never know when death is coming. But like, if your last day or last couple of days was, oh, you know, just going around sort of grumpy and like doing things, but just doing them for the sake of because I've got to do it and resisting feedback and not feeling appreciated. And then your queen dies. Then your child dies. And hey, if you don't like this, you know, like it's a reflection that is designed to startle. And your last few days, you were going around grumpy. You know, oh, you know, fucking season is like, it comes and, you know, it's like this, like, oh, do you ever find it? You know, you have a holiday and then you need a holiday after it. Ha, ha, ha. It's so fucking mediocre, the type of shit that we talk about. It's very common. I used to do it the whole time because I was seeing things as a chore. But it's such an astounding waste of our life energy to see things in a, as a constant river of chores. If there's some things that you can cut out, delegate in a heart-centered way, do so. Yet there's going to be plenty of things that you will need to do as a response, the responsible king that you are. How you go at it will define so much about the energy of your entire household over the holiday season. You see everything consciously. Practice it. Like, literally, this is an honor to tidy out the guest bedroom. Even, like, you know, especially in moments when you're fucking tired. You know, you come back home from late, from work late. You're really tired. You've already ticked a ton of boxes and in preparations. And then your queen asks you to do one thing extra. And, hey, if you say yes to it, you can say a no again. Sort of practicing the nourishment of your nervous system. Hey, baby. You know, I can do that, but I'm going to get up early tomorrow morning and do it before the guys arrive. I've got my run that I need to have. So you can set, again, I'm not saying, you know, if you're going to do it, do everything. You can set your boundary and own your need. But if you do it like it's an honor. If you say yes that you will do it, well then, once from the beginning to the absolute complete full completion of what you have done, do it like it's an honor. Like, if it's the last thing you do, as you know, you're like, I'm a fucking king. This is an honor to hoover this bedroom. This is an honor to put up the Christmas tree. This is a fucking honor to clean out the car, even though I'm tired because my queen wants it because I'm collecting her parents at the airport tomorrow. She wants it clean. It's an honor to do it. It's an honor because I'm, it's like the bodhisattva vow in Buddhism. It's like, you know, in devotional service to all sentient beings. It's an honor to do what you're going to do. I have found that I actually get energized when I'm doing shit like this. I'm literally in my head, I'll have the mantra, this is an honor to do. It's an honor to do. One job I've started doing recently, in the last few months, that I was like lazily offloading to my queen. It's like, we have lots of cats in the house, and I mentioned earlier in the episode, like, cleaning out their shits. They're house cats and we have quite a number of them, so it's stinky. It's horrible. I don't like that. But I've reoriented it there in recent months where, Mark, this is an honor. Two of the cat trays are in the girls' bedroom. The girls, they argued they wanted to have the cats with them at night, and we're like, okay. And I had arguments, certain perspective, hey, there's going to be a stink of shit in your room, blah, blah, blah. And I did the grumpy thing. Where it's like, hey, like, if you're deciding to have the cats in your room, it's like, that's your responsibility. You need to keep the cat litter trays clean. The girls didn't do it, and we had this sort of battle, and then I just walked the fuck up. I'm like, the girls aren't doing it, but there's a smell of shit in the room, and they sort of semi got accustomed to it. I was like, okay, well, I need to be an exemplar of how to set the space. So I will not see this as a chore, because when I was seeing it as a chore, I was trying to offload it to the girls. I was like, I'll see this as an honor. Like, it's an honor for me to go in to express and own my highest need to have a beautiful space and to take care of my girls and to be an exemplar. to them to shut the fuck up and inspire them to doing it, not require them to do it because it's a chore. It's like, this is an honor. And I've been doing that religiously, like every day. I'm on top of it. My queen has said it to me. She's like, wow, you've just taken so much of that. Like, she was finding it stressful as well. She's like, the girls haven't had a need to complain. It's like, you're just, you had them clean. So it has transformed the entire energy around fucking cat litter trays in our house. And we have 4 cat litter trays. This is the approach for this holiday season. See, everything is an honor. Tick that fucking box like the proud, powerful king that you are. And then next. Going to number 5. Number 5 is fuck good intentions. Be intentional. There's this saying that's said in Ireland, and I don't know if it's like around the world, but like, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You know, I'm talking about good intentions on all levels. Oh, you know, good intentions to get out for the run, but you know, like, it just didn't happen. Be intentional. If you want to run, own your fucking needs. Set your life up. Set the alarm clock. Get up half an hour early. You know, good intentions. Oh, you know, like, I intended to get time with the guys. I intended to create time for you, baby. But, you know, like, just things, it got chaotic. Oh, good intentions. Bullshit. Good intentions are, like, that's not leadership. Everybody has good intentions. Oh, you know, things just got busy and then this happened and then the kids and then the puppy puked and then mom called and then. No. Fuck good intentions. Be intentional. One key intention I challenge you to set. Again, it's, you know, number 1, number 2. Maybe this would have been number 3. It's like, set the intention for connection. State it something like this, that I, like, to your queen, you know, declare your intention to create connection with her over the holiday season. It's like, I intend to create the most connection together in any holiday season we've ever had. You are that important to me. I'm making sure our marriage experience together is one of my highest priorities these holidays. Let her know. Pierce through the busyness. That is masculine pole leadership. It's taking control of the situation, determining the priority and saying, I will lead this. I will lead the conversations. I will set the system up so that we have time together. You know, visitors come over. I know we've actually visitors in this moment. Matilda's granny and sister and her sister's son is here. I mean, it's sort of gets intense. It risks to throw things out of whack. I have made time. It's like, hey, baby, let's go for a king and queen walk. You know, your granny, your sister, fine. And some, like, my queen, sometimes she can resist. It's like, oh, no, Mark, I just want to have the chat. It's like, I stopped her. It's like, hey, baby, we end up in tension after a day or two of this if we don't make time for you and I. So it's like, unless it's an absolute no, I really have a need and I feel that you and I will be the better for it today, tomorrow, the next day if we just keep prioritizing our needs. We went on the walk. We had 15 minutes together. It didn't take a lot of time. A couple of unspokens came out, a couple of things that needed to be said in the privacy of us just being together without visitors there listening in. It served. Be the one that's, be intentional about creating connection with your queen. Be intentional. Don't have good intentions and be like the 99.9% that get to the end of the holiday season looking back on, oh, Jesus, that just got busy. And you lived out through every other person's priority and intention, the visitors, the kids, the dog, your wife, and it just got chaotic. Be intentional. Penetrate through the busyness and be intentional with meeting your needs, creating connection. Be intentional with everything. Fuck good intentions. Number 6, gift your queen appreciation for everything. Put, in doing this, put your boy bitch energy to the side. Put your resistance to the side. Do you have a need for acknowledgement and appreciation yourself? Yeah, feminine grows by appreciation. So there is a part that is feminine in you. Remember, foundationally, feminine is not male, female. It's like, it's not a female oriented part. It's a part of you. But the feminine pole, the core of the relationship lies within your queen. and the feminine grows by appreciation. So the highest leverage thing to do over the holiday season is lavish your queen with appreciation. Big it up. Almost do it to the point that you do it so much she feels you're exaggerating. It's like, what are you doing now? Why are you saying that? And like, go beyond her resistance, because if you haven't done much of it, she will feel weirded out by it. She might even feel it's like, wow, it's like it's too much. But stick with it. Baby, like, I'm intending to appreciate everything you do. Like, that's amazing. I just see the job you're after doing there, preparing whatever, the turkey, the fucking, the beds in the guest room, how you've wrapped the gifts for the kids. Wow, you just, what an attention to detail. You know, you've been doing that way of wrapping the presents for years. And honestly, I don't know if I've ever appreciated it before, but the way you tie those bows and the way you slow down with that, that's like an amazing attention to detail. I see your love. I feel your love. Wow, that's so amazing. That's beautiful. Let her know explicitly, often, like over the holiday season, 10 times per day is like, fucking base level. It's like not enough. Tons of times, little and often, busy, you're floating through the kitchen, you're going preparing something else. Don't be the resentful little hoover bag that's like, oh well, I'm doing and she's doing and we're just all stuck in this together. You're the masculine pole. Like, you want your life to be easier over the holidays, lavish her with praise, lavish her with appreciation. And as you're doing your bit, like, this is the dichotomy. Like, one part, you'll see it. I'm like, if you're going to baste a turkey, baste a fucking turkey. Don't be looking, waiting for affirmation and acknowledgement. Don't require that. Why? Because that's masculine pole. So you're working your ass off one side and you're appreciating her the other side. Don't expect that to be even. Her appreciation and acknowledgement will come. It will come in the smile. It will come in the way she's soft. It will come in her humor. It will come in the fact that when you're one side taking extreme ownership, going, this is a fucking honor. It's not, I'm not doing this solely because my queen asked me. I'm doing it because it's an honor. She asked me, I'm doing that. So you're a mountain. You're so trustworthy, your side. You're not looking for praise, but you're not resenting that. You're lining up masculine to feminine. Feminine grows by praise. They have a massive need for praise. But you're not going to be the 5-year-old going, well, if you're not praising me, why should I praise you? You can be that. Feel free. But enjoy the totally shitty fucking form that pervades your house. If you want flowing energy, smiles, happiness, humor, the most relaxed Christmas holiday season you've ever had, if you want to have your queen looking at you going, honey, I don't know what the fuck you did this holiday season, but by God, that was like amazing. You've been amazing. If you want, like, having her tearing up going, wow, you know, I've never seen, feeling so seen and heard and safe, and your energy was enjoyable to be around. You know, normally you can be grumpy. It's like, wow, you just reached this next level. If you want that shit, follow the guidance. Genuine is a high level shit. I don't fucking like resistance, emotional resistance with my queen and kids. I don't like it. I really don't like it. Can I hold space for anything? Pretty much. My practice is there. But I do everything to create the easiest fucking human experience for my queen, my kids, and underlying it all, for me. I praise my queen. I've trained my nervous system to praise her lots. Lots. The last couple of days we were preparing for her granny and sister and nephew to come over. Tons of stuff. Praising her 24/7. Every little thing. No thing was too small. Say, oh, that what a beautiful, oh, you got your granny's mug out. Oh, that's her favorite mug. Oh, baby, that's amazing. How you even notice this about your granny? You love her so much, don't you? And she's like tearing up. I'm like, because it's a small fucking detail. It's like the old me. Would I have even seen it? No. And if I saw it, I'd be like, yeah, well, sure, it's her granny's mug. Like, of course, it's her granny. No. See it and praise it and notice it and acknowledge it and see the preciousness in it on everything. The queen has been in great form. I fucking love this game. I make it a game. Appreciate your queen for everything. See the smallest little details. Number 7. Gift her presence. Unwavering focus on the person you're with or the task you're on to full completion. Presence. Clearly, presence means also meet your needs. So if you're not fully with the person you're with, if you need to do something else or be somewhere else or stop a conversation, be present with it, own the need, express it, and then commit to circle back, you know, later on when you've got whatever your need was ticked, come back to her. One of the key things, and it's probably the highest leverage, most practical thing, is stop scrolling on your phone over the holidays. Please. For the love of yourself, for the love of your family, for the love of humanity, stop fucking incessantly scrolling on your phone. Put it away out of sight in a different room and pay attention to your queen and family. Period. It's part of a much bigger conversation, but this technology, it's not that the technology is bad. Like, it is what it is. However, masculine practice is conscious control of awareness. You know where your awareness is going. That's presence. If you're in the room and your queen has a certain essence of upset about her, you fucking notice. Your kid comes in, they're not expressing something, or there's like a throwaway sentence, and you hear every word and you can feel in and go, oh, there's something unexpressed, or there's something that you're there. You're drinking in their words, their expression. You're fully in the space. The amount of mindless scrolling that I'm seeing, clearly I don't see it in private spaces, in people's homes. We hang around people that are fully present. Actually, we do. And there's... yeah, it's horrific. It's horrifying what's happening. And we didn't grow up with the social etiquette and best practices because it's such a new technology. You know, it's the last couple of decades that has swooped in and swept over us. There's not a socially accepted etiquette. So the phone does be out a lot. Be the one that puts it away and get present with them. And do it in a way that you inspire the others not to do it. Don't go, oh, I listened on the podcast, I've put mine away, now put all yours away. Like, we can do this require thing. If you do end up asking your queen to put it away, or kids theirs, you know, it's like, do it from an inspiring perspective. You know, state your need. Baby, I'd love that we'd be more present here. We have the evening together, you know, like, visitors are coming tomorrow, or whenever, you know, Santa in a couple of days' time. I'd love to have this, you know, these couple of hours with you fully, so that we have our phones away. Like, I'd love to connect with you. You know, what's life for you? Blah, blah, blah. Like, get connected. Own your need. Don't be the grumpy jack that just because you put your phone away, you now feel entitled to take a shit on other people's human experience. Again, it's masculine practice. Put yours away and inspire them to do the same. And if they don't meet you there, well, then be the one in the room that is fully present and engage them in conversation. Engage them from your presence. Notice them. I leave that one at that. Gift her full presence, and your kids by extension. Last but not least, gift yourselves time-free lovemaking. In the busyness of it all, in the priorities of helping your old granny with hemorrhoids fucking find the right seat under her ass, in helping, you know, old grumpy Uncle Tom fucking get the Brussels sprouts that he loves so much, but without the olive oil. I don't know what the fuck. Like, in the 27,000 fucking external needs and wishes and wants and desires and craziness of other people, you know, it's great to be of service to other people, but gift yourselves time-free lovemaking, where at some portion, and preferably several portions over the holiday season, just cutting break from the family earlier in the evening. Go, hey, you know, create that time with your queen. Get, you know, even in the busyness of it, just get naked together and just like wriggle, roll, kiss, cuddle. It doesn't have to be full blown fucking sex night, date night, whatever, but it's like be intimate physically and see where it goes. Light some candles, make an effort that your queen goes, wow, you know, in the busyness of it all, my man, he's like, he's prioritizing me, us. He wants to kiss and cuddle, you know. It's like he set the room up, and you know, like even if she's tired, and hey, she might be really tired and you could be tired and she mightn't be in the form, you know, do it consciously with the intention that you just want to connect, that it doesn't become this like, you know, oh, I did all the candles and now you don't want to fuck, you know. It's like, oh god, you know, do it from a pure open-hearted, baby, I just want to connect with you. I prepared the bedroom. See where it goes. Just like, I'm not attached to anything. I just want to fucking be with you. I don't want the busyness of this holiday season to deprioritize you and me, baby. It's like, this is coming into landing at the end of her year. It's a time of celebration, but I want to celebrate us in this. If only for half an hour, a couple of hours. That's why I set the bedroom up. I want to be with you. Let her know, man. That's masculine role. Part of that practice is, you know, do the spontaneous surprise. That can be nice. Can also, like, it's a really great practice to let her know earlier in the day. It's like, hey, baby, you know, just to let you know, I'd love some time this evening. You know, that the guys come over, you know, we'll have dinner early. Set it up consciously, give her the heads up, because otherwise it can be a last minute thing that can take her by surprise, and then she's fearing that she's going to let you down, etc, etc. So you can do the spontaneous thing, but be aware that if there's kickback, you have to tactfully do it. A tactful way is letting her know that you're preparing, that you just want that conscious time, that you're going to come together, and then surprise her, delight her with how you have the room set. All right, beautiful brothers, amazing kings, there you have it. Number one, gift yourself nourishment of your nervous system. Build your baseline. Build whore baseline as well. Gift whore nourishment, time block for whore nervous system. Some self-care needs, what will ground both of you and make you have your battery fully charged as much as possible. The safe space, secure, authentic, full expression. Don't try and rationally drag her ass to, oh, but things are fine. Oh, come back to me, to the masculine pole where we're in the eternal bliss of harmony and emptiness. No, allow her have her emotionality. Allow her have her overwhelm, her fucking narkiness, her irritability. Allow her be on that wave and be the man that sees her, that mirrors back, lets her feel seen, heard, and safe in that. And when you get to the shoreline of that tsunami, when you've ridden it like the great surfer you can be, she'll feel fully seen, heard, and safe, and she'll follow you she'll be there. She'll love that so much. If you're going to baste the turkey, baste the fucking turkey. Screw the chores. It's an honor to do what you get to do for your family, for your queen, for your kids, for your neighborhood, for your fucking mom-in-law. I know you might hate her, but if you're going to do something for her, don't do it as a chore. She's like, if she's an owl fucker, it's like, well, hey, it's an honor to serve the owl fucker, because that owl fucker brought my wife into this world. Do everything consciously as a chore. The other is just bullshit states of unconsciousness. Fuck good intentions. Be intentional. Be intentional with everything. Rip up good intentions. Number six, gift her appreciation for everything. I'm talking like from the mundane to the spectacular, gift her appreciation. Gift her presence, put down the phone, be fully with her. And last but not least, gift yourselves time-free lovemaking. Create that container and several of them over the holiday season to make sure the divine, sacred, intimate connection is prioritized. With total love for all of you amazing men, yeah, ride the wave, be intentional, practice a couple of these, it will transform the holiday season. You go to work and you practice all of them and you listen to this several times to reground you over the holiday season, it will be a spectacular holiday season that your wife will not have seen coming. That's the type of practice that is available to you. If you're interested in learning how to make this as a way of life, that your nervous system gets trained, is held accountable to this as a way of life, so you can find the path of least resistance to being the hero that you were born to be, being that conscious king that can navigate deep intimate relating in a tactful, masterful way that your family, your heart, your soul, its yearnings, your queen's yearnings, and your kids and seven generations after you is in flow. Well, Heroic Husbands Men's Circles is probably the best place on the planet for you to place your nervous system 3 times every 4 weeks with tons of accountability to make this a way of life. It's pretty much the most powerful culture on the planet for you to practice in. Now is the time to transform your marriage. There are the last spaces of the introductory special price available for that. So you really need to be getting on that call, booking it now. Literally, it's the last the last 2 weeks of the introductory special price. So yeah, now is the best time for it. So book that call. Coming into landing, wishing you, it's a couple of weeks from it, but wishing you the absolute best holiday season that you've ever experienced as a family man. Have a beautiful one. Yeah, if you're listening to this, well, it's a happy new year as well, albeit I have a couple of episodes in between now and then to wish you as well, in perfect alignment with the Mantra Offer movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day and holiday season.